down there, us boys going. And we got, we all got turned back. We got our dinner and our kits, and then we got kicked out.
Just as well.
They called in and turned and stopped every one of them.
Was this right at the end?
Yeah, I was in the 18th draft, you know, and there was 100 of us boys going. And I had two brothers in France. I was wanting to get over there.
You're going to see them, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I was disappointed. But we got, they called in, we got our dinner and kits, and they turned it back. There's a bunch, well, they's going so fast. Let's see. I think there's a bunch left on Tuesday, and we's leaving on Saturday. Or else there's a bunch left on Saturday, and we's going on Tuesday. I forget which it was. And that bunch got the camp, but they just kept them 30 days and sent them back. And we got turned back.
Well, you were lucky, because, I imagine that was boring for those fellas, not knowing what they were going to do, and just stuck there, and the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, when you have a wagon, what do you call a thing that goes out between the horses?
The tongue.
And if you have a one-horse buggy, what is it?
The shafts. You got a shaft. You know, that horse goes in between them shafts, you pull them up and hook him to that.
Now, what do you call it if you want somebody to take the horse and put the harness on him and then attach him to the wagon?
Well, we tell him to go out there and harness that horse and hitch him up to the wagon.
On the buggy, what did you have to make the horses go faster?
We had a buggy whip. That little place where you stuck the whip, you know, it was pretty long, you know. And you had that whip down that there, you know, and you just take that and pull that whip out and hit him, you know. Yeah, it was a buggy whip.
Did you used to spend a lot of money on those to get pretty ones or ordinary ones?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people took a lot of pride, like cars, you know, in their buggies and their whip and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, they took pride in them days.
Get a special whip. Huh?
Yeah, and look nice, you know. Yeah, oh, and put out a nice new buggy them days, just like a new car nowadays.
Yeah, they cost a pretty good sum, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, for them days it did. That's a good business, fellas in buggy business them days.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money.
Buggies, harnesses.
Oh yeah, that's a big business.
Which I guess the blacksmith never did too well. Well, he made a living.
Yeah, I made a living, that's about right.
I had a grandfather who was a blacksmith. He gave it up.
Oh, it was a hard life, too. Dirty life.
Yeah.
It was smoking, dirty, and it never got clean.
Well, pick an old dirty horse's foot up.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you call the feet of a horse?
We call them the hoosh, you know, the thing we call a horse's hoof.
On a wagon wheel, is there a steel thing on the outside?
Yeah, the rim. It had a steel rim around it.
Is there a wooden thing inside there?
Yeah, it's all wood inside, spokes and hub and things. It's all pretty well wood, you know.
What did the spokes fit into? That is.
Well, we had a hub that them spokes went into, and then they fit in that rim, though. And a lot of times, dry times, you know, it gets to dry them, and in the summertime, they get loose on it. We'd have to pour water on them, soak them up, you know. It'd fall apart on you.
When you had a team on a wagon, what did you call the bar that went behind each horse?
Well, we call that the swingle tree.
And then what?
And then that neck you open front that you hooked, you know, to hold the tongue up. Had a breast, had a breast strap, you know, that went hooked in there. See, that had a ring on each end of that neck yoke, and you put that breast through there and hook it onto the collar, you know, and that held the tongue up.
What did the swingle tree hook to? That is the
It hooked to the wire. We had we on that tongue we'd have a thing, you know, it had like a tube horn, you know, and then it had a pin right through the middle, and these swingle trees was on each end of that, and each horse, you know, that way it made it even, you know.
Was that called the evener or the double tree or the?
Well, the double tree we'd call it, the double tree, and then swingle trees hooked onto it.
When people brought in old big logs or things, if they ever did, how'd they get them in?
Logs?
Yeah.